Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Once again, we are on the radio station giving God the praise and the glory for the things that he has done for us. It behooves us today, beloved, to stay in close contact with our Father through Jesus Christ. Many things are happening today in America. As we look around, we're seeing things. I challenge every believer to continue to pray, continue to trust in the Lord, and keep your eyes lifted up to him, because his help draweth near. Before we move to the next level, let us have a prayer together out there, those of you who are listening. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you with thanksgiving in our heart for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We come, Father, fortifying a factor that you are still God, and beside you, there is none other. Father, without you, we can do nothing. We thank you, Father, for everything. And this is the day that we believe that you have made. We're going to rejoice in it, and we're going to thank you for everything you've done. And Father, I pray for the seven continents. I pray that somebody will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I pray that somebody this day, this hour, this time will be baptized in the name of Jesus. Somebody will receive their healing in their bodies, in their minds, in their soul, in their spirit. I pray this day, God, that you will give us strength and the availability to love you more and more and more. Your word has declared, you make us the head and not the tail. You make us above and not beneath. You show us the things you're going to do in us and teach us your way. You said you give us power to get well because you want us to bring your covenant and everything. Father, I thank you. I thank you for everything you've done for me. Not only me, but those before me, those after me, those right with me, some in front. I thank you, Father. And I'm asking this night in the name of Jesus Christ to keep us, that you would hide us. Hide me. Hide me. And your word is invisible. Your word has power. Your word has power that gives us who can believe. And then, Father, your word has declared. Your word has declared. And we are just a true believer. We are a true believer in what you, Jesus, have done for us. I thank you for everything. And I ask you this night through Jesus Christ, our Lord, that you would just make us to be who we're supposed to be, and that you would give us and keep us and show us the things that we must do, Father. I lay my hands believing that the anointing shall transcend to the listener, to the believer. And I'm asking you this night, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, tonight is the night that we rejoice. We thank God for everything that he has done for us and to us. And it just behooves us to stay on time with God. And the more I can say to you, the word is true. And see, I have a young lady, a young man coming on, that's going to be talking about their marriage. And I just want you to believe and know that all things are possible because we believe. And see, we're living in a time where we have to know ourselves. And let me share something with you. What the Bible says, God's word says, you see, I want you to realize the power of prayer. The power of prayer takes us to a new realm. It takes us to a new concept, a new attitude, that we can have the power of prayer. See, Acts 2 and 34 is a good place to end up, because when you read more of God's word, the more you can see God's word moving in you, for you, and through you. Now, I want to just make some things that you see the church, and when you belong to a church, and I say to everybody, No, see, some churches that's out there that are just preaching because they want to get the big dollar. No souls are being saved. Every day is the same. Squad little do that. And God is in the process of discounting those who say that they believe in him. And I would say this to those of us who are listening. You know, someone, I had a person who worshiped the dark side last night. Going to call me and tell me who he was. I know who he was. It was the enemy. See, the enemy comes in, the Bible says, in John 10:10. The enemy comes but to destroy. He comes to destroy. See, the devil wants to destroy the position that we have in Christ Jesus. He wants to rob us of everything we have from God, through God, by God, in God. And we have to take it under the understanding of what God would have. And you know, I've never seen a God have to beg. God has never begged. He pleaded. Say to us. We've said we want back to God. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible tells you and I, God says, you return to me, I return to you. See, a lot of people don't want to be, everybody got a new customer out there, man. They're not listening to the preacher because everybody becomes a preacher. But nobody comes to understand. And one of the things, when I say understanding the fullness of what God wants to do to all believers, not just somebody, but the prayer of believers. And you know, see, because a lot of people just want to talk about the word of things. What if things don't move me like they used to? I was a victim of it. I sure was. I want to see what the world got to say. And you know what I found out? The world has nothing to offer me. The Bible says the lust of the flesh, the pride, and we just see ourselves falling. Because when we take God at his word, see, God is looking for some real, real soldiers. And everybody, yes, I know we know Jesus, and we have to be led what God says, but you know we have to be connected to somebody who's connected. Everybody want to be, they got their own concept of what they believe. But I just say to the believers, now, a believer is a scattered few and new, because what happens is that a lot of people have decided to do what they want to do. As I was telling you, I want to take you to Acts chapter 2, verses 42. I want to read something that God has said to us this night. And God says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and broke bread and in prayer. Many churches today don't want to do that. Oh, you're picking on the churches. No, I'm talking about the people who say that they are. But we continue in prayer. We go back and read that in Acts. See, this word is a covenant word. It's a word that God has given to us. It's a word that God would have us to do. And, you know, I just thank God for everything God is doing. Everything he's doing for me and for you. And then when God says this, he says, the script says, those people who knew what the apostles were capable of doing, they knew. They taught those disciples because they had to leave a mark in their lives, and they stayed in prayer. And then when I turn to Acts 1:18, and the Bible tells us, everybody ought to know what Acts 1:8, because that's something we are, see, we turn to 1:8, we turn to it, and we read, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the utmost parts of the earth. We don't have that kind of teaching and preaching today. So let's just ask the question. May I ask you a question? Why? Why you don't want to hear this? Why you don't want to be a part of it? Why you don't hear what God wants to say to you? See, many people say that they want to be, but they don't want to give in what they have. And all I can say is to God be the glory. Come for God we serve is something. He's awesome. And see, when God in his word, Father knows the time and the season. But you know, the disciple asked him, which we are nothing but the great disciples. All of us have the fivefold ministry. But we ask God, Lord, for what you have me to do. All you got to say is, while you ask God, God has a remedy for you. So the next question is, have you received power? Didymus, Inagaya, have you received dynamite power that exploded in you? Have you received it? No, if you haven't received it, you can't do combat with the enemy. Now, I don't mean to, I got to just thread this needle mentally, but with truth, I can't lie. You know what our pastor told us, gave us something to do. I wrote down one thing that God has done for me. One thing that has solidified everything I do. But it has blessed me. Now, I say to you, because the more we look into the word of God, God knows the time and season. And you should be aware of what God wants to do in you and through you. Because there may be a problem at your home. There may be a problem on your job. There may be a problem with your family work, your kinsmen, your neighbors. But let me tell you something. When God moves in for you, God's not going to let somebody take over you, but you got to trust in him. You know, a lot of people don't want to trust in God. I love the president, but he doesn't have God's power. He only has political power. Yes, they have a right where they can set it while I can be bam, bam. But I know that if I do, I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm in no rush to get there, but I know what God wants to do to me and through me. God needs some bold soldiers. We need some more men who will stand up. We need some more believers who will stand up. Who will come to one common enemy and say, look, we got to win this war. The war we are fighting is an of us, through the faith, by the faith, and moreover, we who believe in what Jesus has said to us, what we must do, how we can do it. But it's up to you. See, I'm criticized, and I love this criticism, because you know what criticism says? I can do better. I know I can, and I want to do better. So when we read this scripture, we need another. Acts 24, they broke the bread, and then here we are. We're looking at the power of prayer. The power of prayer. And I want to just get these out here. Matthew 20:18. And a lot of us have read the scripture. Some people know the scriptures verbatim. But knowing the scriptures verbatim, do you exercise them? Do you exercise them? See, when I look at the scripture that God has placed before me, and I say this in 28, and I look at Matthew, the 28th chapter, in the 18th verse, I see what God is saying. And Jesus came and spake unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. So we're talking about the power. God has been given that authority through his Father, God, to be the glory. And yet Jesus said, all power, whatever you want to kind of power you want to call it, he said, it belongs to me. I have it. But if you believe in me, you can have it. You can. I can. Anybody can. See, the enemy can have the power we have because our power is dynamite. It blows up everything. It blows up the enemy's attitude. It blows up those who are trying to make it. But you know what I love about God? God is so good. Hallelujah. He keeps telling us how much he loves us. And see, a lot of people, they want to do just what they think they are doing, but they ain't doing much. Maybe me. And then when I look at the scripture once again, I look at Matthew 18 and 19, what God is saying. See, because I can tell you this, the more we study, and the more we can upload God's word to us, for us, and to us, we can come to a real point, and we can say, Father, I stand in need of what you have me to do. And you know God has worked for you. God has his work for you. I say this more than anything else. And 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from the very hour. Wow. Oh, preacher, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. Jesus, the Bible tells us, he tells us what he's going to do. He said in the same hour, he rebuked the devil. In other words, he pushed the devil, get out of that devil. His word became much power. His word became an utterance. I love you, Father. When those people were looking and finding God, and they raised a question, and they said, the demons have a voice. Said, why are you, Holy One of, why you just come to us and you want to hurt us? He said, why? Why are you trying to torment us? Jesus commanded them, come out, and they came into those feet, and they ran over the mountains, jumped into the water, and killed themselves. And you know what it tells me, you know? God still loves his people. But you know what? A lot of people say, man, if I'd have been back there when Jesus was on the earth, man, Jesus on the earth during the day. But he's looking for some people who want to walk like him, talk like him. And all I can tell somebody, if you want to do what Jesus said, it's going to cause me something, it's going to cause you something, it's going to cause people who want to be with you. You know, a lot of people don't want to be a part of what they're doing. You know why they want to do it? Don't want to be a part of what they're doing? Because it's not their idea. See, God has given each and every one of us an idea and a standard. Do all we can to work that. But you know what God says to us? He says, I still love you. You know what? And I say this. Every sinner has a great gift of God. Every sinner has a great gift of God. And because of that, God has loved us more than what we know. There's only one church I want to build on. That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can do it. We can do it. We the believers, we can do it. Because what God is doing, he's getting us, he's supplying us with all we need. And see, the power of prayer comes to a point where all of us who are believers, I'm talking to the believers tonight, but I'm trying to encourage the people who are trying to come on in. And I want to just say this to us. See, the church, it was born out of people who believed what Jesus Christ was doing. And Jesus prayed for them. They waited for the power that was promised to them. But most people will not wait for the Holy Ghost to download them. And I will say this to you tonight, beloved, that the power of prayer is what we are going to need right now in America. America, I love America, but I don't love the ways what you're doing. God doesn't love it. And every so often in America, God kind of comes and blows. Things begin to happen. Things begin to roll. Things begin to roll. And you know what? People won't listen. Well, if it's a time of season, Hogwarts, God say these are those are signs. Did you tell me? I mean, in America, up in Illinois, if you look at the look at what happened, bam, 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 all of a sudden, our community was. The wind was 129 miles an hour. 8 people lost their lives. But I say this to you. The more we can trust God and believe in what God would have us to do, the more God wants to use us. See, I will continue to say to you with love and kindness. And you see, when you got some power of prayer, you are a danger. And I always said, you're dangerous when you got power of prayer. You don't have to beg. See, I learned one thing in these years I live. I don't have to beg nobody to pray. I pray for myself. The more I pray for myself, the more God's going to answer me. The more I do what God says for me to do, the more I can understand. No matter what I say, God is going to be there. And I just have to thank God for everything he does for us and to us. God let us know that he still loves us. You know, we got with the wholeness of the avenue that America has. We got the left hand fighting with the right hand fighting with the left hand. Nobody wants to start the car. Nobody wants to drive it. Nobody wants to do this. Nobody wants. Everybody wants to be the president. Everybody wants to be a senator. Everybody wants to be a representative. And nobody wants to be a servant of the true and living God. But you know what? I used to say, well, you know, people are in a policy, so they know that they're going to get something. No, no, no. I can tell you this. God has pointed it out for us. He wants the righteous to be in charge. When the wicked gets in, man, hell breaks loose. But when the righteous get in, see, they've got it so set up now, even in our theological settings, that everybody can say, well, this is what I want to do because we can do this. And I will say it to you right now. If you don't align up with God's word, concept upon concept, precept upon precept, trouble is there because trouble knows how to be attracted to destruction. And see, that's where the power of prayer. When we have a power of prayer, we can see what God has promised. And I'm a wicked person. What has God promised you? What has he promised you? Have you thought about it? What has God promised you? Well, he promised me eternal life. In addition to that, God promised me eternal life. In addition to that, God promised me eternal life. Well, you know what? Eternal life is everything. Because everything is that will be there that I have need. Eternal life. To live with the Holy Father. To live in the presence of the Holy Spirit. To live in the presence of angels. It's a joy. It's a joy. It's going to cost the believers. We got to come in, press in, pray in, and move it out. See, you need to spend some time praying that you can see the manifestation. See, a lot of things have to be manifested. Let me give you a perfect example. When a teenager grows up and he sees all of a sudden his voice get a little heavy, his skin gets a little puffy, but it's a manifestation. Something internally is happening that ought not be there. So when there's a manifestation from God, God moves and known realm, unknown to mankind, where he was manifested to us and brought to us, and God brought him. Hallelujah. You know, do you not know, sir? Do you not love him? Do you not love him? Well, as I look further, he has promised us prosperity. And see, the more we can, see, I ain't talking money to do it. Don't get me wrong. But the prosperity is my soul, my attitude, me being who I am, what I'm doing, how I'm doing, what I want. Prosperity. I shall be plenty of the best. And God wants us to be the best, shows us to be the best. And you know what we have to do? We have to continue to trust God. We have to continue to do it. The more we trust God, the more we see. I say to the people listening to me tonight, I love you. I pray that I'm helping somebody. He has promised us prosperity, and when we see it manifest, we got to pray, Father, your word says, you said deliver your, you said bring your word back to you. Well, that's what I'm doing, Lord. I'm bringing your word back to you. You said bring it back to me, because where I've sinned it, it will not return unto me void. God doesn't have voidness. He has something that we can do above all things. He wants us to trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, so he can lead us to the Holy Father, and the Holy Father will be lifted up and glorified, and in the glorification, he will bring it to what he wanted. He will say to us, because he said, I am that I am, and there is none like me. And as I move in the Word, you see, we disseminate God's love to others. Some people don't want to demonstrate their love to some people. Okay, a lot of people feel a man who thinks he's a woman thinks he's a man. It ain't what you speak to them, says Jesus love you. Or somebody said, man, if you do that, they're going to think you're crazy. Look, they're already going to think you're crazy. Because Paul said, whose fool are you? Well, I'm God's fool. Ain't nothing they can do about it. Ain't nothing, because I'm God's fool. Ain't nothing they can do. Because, yeah, God, we need to demonstrate God have for us. Tell somebody you love them. You know you got some enemies you don't like. You know you got somebody you want to whip. You want to beat them halfway crazy. Go ahead on, pray them. See, pray them in. Pray them down, pray them up, and watch God let his power move on you. See, but when we get full of faith and do what God has called you to do, then you are so unstoppable. Nobody's able to stop you. You know why they're not able to stop you? Because they don't know like you know. And I say this to you with love in my heart. As I've come to a point in my life, God will give you the strength and the energy to accomplish what he has, T-E-S-K, that he's given. See, I'm still looking at the days of passing on, all of the prophets of old, and the work they've done, and the prophets that are at this day and time. Do we have anybody out there who wants to walk holy, want to walk upright before God? And I'm asking God in my life every day, Lord, teach me how to submit. Teach me how to love. Teach me how to be obedient to your word, Holy Father. Teach me. Engulf me with your kindness. Engulf me with your love. Engulf me, Holy Father, because I can't do it without you. All the things that I try, they just don't work. I need you, Father. I need you in my life more now than ever. And I say this tonight, Father, because you are the great restorer. You're the great provider. You're the great one who can say I am. You're You're Jehovah Nisku, you're Jehovah I Am. You are the true and living God. And besides you, there is no other God. No other God. All that little God, that little devil, we have power. But I don't want to give him no glory. I want you, Father, to be glorified. I pray that your Holy Spirit, which is sent to us, Holy Spirit, lead us. Lead us into your praise all day. Holy Spirit, guide us. Holy Spirit, you're the one that we depend on for leadership in this earth realm. Holy Spirit, we call upon you right now because Jesus promised. He said you would be there for us. We thank you, Father. He is a companion in our weakness. He is there for us in the earth realm. And for that, we said thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for all the things that you're doing for us and to us and by us. We just say thank you, Father. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blood Jesus has drawn from his veins. The blood that suffered on Calvary, that washed and made us clean, washed all the filth, all the stink, all the stinger. But Father, we still love you. I love you for what Jesus has done for me. I love you what he has done for my son and for my daughter-in-law and for my son-in-law. I thank you for my grandson. Thank you for my grandson's coming. I pray for my house, Father, that every need is met, every desire is met. And, Father, we just trust in you, your word. We speak your word back to you. I, as the leader of this, of Father, I speak the word. Your word is rich. Your word is rich in us. For your word, you say you have enlarged our feet that we not slip as we're going up the way. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word has been strength. Your word has been a motivator. Your word has been there for us. And for this, we say thank you. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And then, Father, when it's all over with, when it's all over, one day it'll come to a point that this world we live in will not, this world will not know us. But we know that you know us. It is because what you're doing it for us. And I pray that somebody tonight will come to understand the power of prayer. When we know the power of prayer, we can do what God wants. And I can tell you that right here. We can do it.
Healing scriptures.
And I want to leave you out with this. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
From Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. In my spirit, I say it. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. All from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible says, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Then again, 1 John the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both the will and the do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:32. He which spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment to keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the leaf of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, I will have respect for you, and make you fruitful and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy life break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah, and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah the captain of thy people. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants, that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not offend. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1, the Lord, my shepherd, I shall not fall. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languish. Psalm 42:11, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, are the margin reads. Surely he has borne our pain and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:32, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the day of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 9:10. The days of our years are 70, that the reason of strength may be fourscore years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and bear, the young lion and the dragon shall I trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why should his life die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth this. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, without devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew him, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of the Most High God, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great thing Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude calling thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tomb, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about it, began to carry about in bed those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or city or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. He said unto her, for this sake, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, to the midst of the coast of the Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment of his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published him, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he had done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless people, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarried him, and he fell on the ground and walked home. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire, into the waters, to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thy mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. In Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him into the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits and to come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the sixth chapter, verses 6 through 10, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was with him. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing, is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole and the other. Then in Luke, the sixth chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. And he came down with him and stood in the plain with the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for they went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 7, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her. And immediately she was made straight, glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, Does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him alive, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, that the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they, What man is which said unto thee, Take up thy bed? And he that was here wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which had blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sin, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day, the night, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spit, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation said. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 15, verse 8, He cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere with them, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word, signs followed. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. if you love all my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Demas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Demas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never could walk. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on my feet, and he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him the Lord in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at some good times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, and in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, glory to God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge of God, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your soul, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance of the servants, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him in his own right hand, the heavenly places, far above all and power and mind and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is John, verse 16, chapter, verses 23 and 24. And in that day he shall ask me, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark 16, chapter 53, 18. And he shall then bring into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And he shall answer follows every man that believes in my name. As you get to the as you take a picture, and if they drink anything that they shall not do, they shall lay hands upon their sick, and they shall repent. In my name, they shall lay hands upon their sick, and they shall repent. John, the book in chapter verses 13 and 14. Whatever you ask, in my name, that will I do, that the Father will be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple of the house for prayer, being the night of God. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was cast, who lay late daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of him that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the court that is called Solomon's, greatly wondered. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto him, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name. Now notice that. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to him. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, By what power? Or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him that this man stand here before you holy. This is the stone which was set at naught in the first, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company. and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. In Matthew 18:19, again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2, 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all the sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews 4:14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or the margin read, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeding of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon 1:6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. Read Deuteronomy 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face, they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. See that thou art called by the name of the Lord, they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above all, thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words,